tonight our John Kirshner's rock concert, a new phenomenon in the music world. With 6 million albums to its credit in just 2 short years, my good friend, here's Johnny.
Want me to play that?
I don't know. It just started to be cool.
Thank you.
Fucking Christ. It's like the Leaning Tower of CDs over here. Ah.
Did it fall over on you?
No, not yet, but, I mean, they're threatening to. You know, they're looking at me and they're saying, yeah, get up, bump us, go ahead.
Maybe you should fix them first, before they have a chance to do that.
Well, I'm trying to make two towers now, you see. They're all on this little night table here, right where I can get them, you know, nice and easy. Now, see, most people are sensible. They buy those racks and they store them in there, but me...
Oh, I don't have that either.
Well, yeah. See, I'm not sensible. I just don't do that, because to me, that's a waste of money. I mean, why do that when you can just stack them?
I got two big old stacks.
You make 35 stacks and, you know, you're set. I don't get it. I don't see the problem with that. But the show is HackerMind. This is your host, Screamer Chaotix. And on the phone, we have Dash Interrupt.
Yes, that would be me.
Oh, man, let me tell you, what a week I've had. Now, I'm sure my week hasn't been as exciting as yours, because I know that you lost a couple modems thanks to lightning.
Yeah.
And, we'll hear more about my week later on. Let's just get right down to Dash. What was that all about? What happened?
You want to hear the lightning story?
That's why I mentioned you, yeah.
Okay, well, a few days ago, like 2 days ago or something like that, there's you know, it stormed here, and I was out in the...
Hold on, let me get the microphone a little bit closer. It's down a little low.
Yeah, I'd like for people to hear me when I'm talking. there's a storm here, and I was out in the kitchen or somewhere, and there was this big flash of lightning, and it was really bright. I mean, I never seen it that bright, so it must have been like really close to my house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And next thing I know, I go back into my room. And my modem says there's no dial tone. There's no dial tone. Every time I try to connect, there's no dial tone. So I went out and asked my mom, because she was using her computer. I asked her if she could connect, and she said no. She kept getting the no dial tone thing. So apparently, the only thing that we've concluded happened was somehow the lightning. Well, there was a power surge or something from the lightning, and it just fried our modems. You know.
And it left the rest of your computers. Completely.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying. I don't know. That's the only thing we've concluded. I mean, there's no other explanation, because the computer out there, not mine, but the other one, it has a surge protector. Well, actually, I have a surge protector too, but that one out there allows you to plug the modem into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
To protect the modem, but it didn't protect the modem. So I'm thinking that the surge protector protected our computers, but it got to our modems, to the phone line. I don't know.
Well. I don't know what to tell you.
It never works out for me. I'm telling you, if it's not lightning, it's everything else.
It's the cows, man. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's the cows. It's the lightning. It's everything.
See, I've never had that happen. I've never had.
Or it's the force scanning. It's everything.
Yeah, I've never had a lightning incident, so I couldn't really speak for that, but. This week is a little bit different. You care to tell people what? Hold on. We do have to say who's hosting us, because he's sitting in the chat room.
Yeah. Are you recording the show?
Yes, I think I am. Believe it or not, my 1.1 gigahertz machine is chopping a little bit. In fact, you might even be able to hear it in the opening theme. It chopped a little, because I got so much shit running on it right now. It's not even.
I didn't hear any chop.
Oh, I heard a little bit. And, you know, when you have a 1.1 gigahertz machine, it's not the strongest thing in the world, but it's pretty damn strong. And, you know, those little chops, they make you go, say, what?
Yeah, I hear
you. You just stop, and you're like,
I've accepted chops as a part of my everyday life.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm playing Aliens vs. Predator 2 or something, and the screen flickers, and I'm like, all right, I go crazy.
I can understand.
All right, so go ahead and tell people why this week is so much different from other weeks.
It's not that much difference. The only difference is we're broadcasting on other streams, as well as the Live 365 stream. That's about the only difference I can think of.
Now, how many people do we have connected to the new Rant Radio streams?
Rant Radio. Rant Radio, we're using the Rant Radio streams. And I don't know, let me check.
Because we got about 5... on the Live 365 one.
Alright, there's 5 on this one. And, okay. Hang on, buddy. Yeah, this is real exciting. Hang on. that would be 6 on the other one. So 11 plus your 5 would be 16.
Ah, see, we're no more. We're losing listeners. What's going on? People, hurry up, connect. People, I hate when people are late for Hackamine. Ugh! You know, it's only once a week. Is it that difficult?
I guess so. Also, we might want to mention the chat room.
Yeah, join us in irc.box.sk, channel Hackamine. Oh, my stream may be experiencing dropouts.
Oh, you're getting that error.
Yeah, now it's back to good, but my computer is not liking me for running all this stuff.
With that Windows XP.
No, I think I should leave the chat. I think that...
Yeah, try closing that, because you're not doing anything in there.
Let me leave that. Everything else I pretty much need. So, let's just keep it at that and hope for the best. Okay, where were we?
It's probably because you're broadcasting to the other streams that's taking up your bandwidth. So, I don't know.
I think it's just the program's running. I don't know why, but, don't know. Okay, so, let's see. What do we have for this week that makes it stand out? Well, that was the whole discussion that we had earlier, right, Dash?
Yeah, it wasn't really a discussion.
Yeah, it's we were kind of, you know, trying to figure out what we can do.
Yeah, we're constantly trying to find ways to improve HackerMind.
Yeah, we're always trying to better the show for the sake of our listeners, and well, I can't guarantee that we've done that, but we certainly tried.
We tried. I think we have.
Did you have something to tell us about, what is it, Duet or something?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that to a little later, because I gotta find it.
Oh, well, okay, you go ahead and find it, because we're going to have an expert on the matter on the phone.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, so,
Right, got him. I didn't know you got him.
Well, I'm good like that.
You told me. Thanks for holding out information.
Well, that won't be a problem anymore, because I promise that I will never do that again.
Yeah, right.
No, I am a man of my word. That will never happen again.
Mm-hmm.
Dash, you know what? You got to host more shows, man.
No, I don't have to host more shows.
You don't think you can do it?
No, I could do it. I can do it.
You can do it?
Yeah.
I hope you can.
I'll do it.
Okay, what I wanted to mention tonight was something I found kind of ironic. Hey, Dash, you know HP JetDirect printers?
Yeah, I know about the HP JetDirect printers.
Yeah, I might have even written an article or two about them here or there. Well, there's a new vulnerability out for them.
A new one?
Yeah, a denial-of-service vulnerability, and this comes to us from securityfocus.com. A denial-of-service vulnerability has been reported in some versions of the firmware for HP JetDirect printers. More specifically, if a malformed SNMP packet is received, you know, just by doing a little scanning, you can find so much by scanning.
Yeah, but who wants to crash a printer?
Ah, you know, I would answer that, but I'd probably get in trouble.
Yeah, you probably would.
Uh-oh. See, more dropouts. Hey, come on, come on. Come on, computer, don't drop out. Stay in school.
Yeah.
Dumb thing. Okay, so we got those printers that are wide open. That's not good. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah.
Let's see. See, I have pretty much nothing for this week.
Let me see here. I
have nothing. I'm out. Let's just end it now. I'm done.
No, we're not going to end the show now.
I'm not?
Let me see, I wrote some stuff down here to talk about. Okay, yeah, I wanted to mention, I don't know, I know you've heard of this, because I've talked to you about it, Grand Theft Auto 3.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot about that. Go ahead and tell us about it.
I've been playing Grand Theft Auto 3, which is, if you have a PlayStation 2, you need to play this game, because it's the best PlayStation 2 game out there. You know, some people might say Metal Gear Solid 2 is, but, it's good, but...
Well, it's either one of those two, because, well, that's all there is.
No, it's not all there is, but yeah, it is. It's those are the two best. But Grand Theft Auto 3, I think, would be the best. Anyways, it's a game where you can, you escape from prison. Well, you didn't really escape, but... Alright, it's a game where you can run around and do whatever you want. You can steal cars, you can shoot people, you can just basically cause total mayhem in the city. Plus, you got, you know, missions to do and stuff like that. But anyways, you can listen to radio stations in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is where the hacker related thing comes in. I was listening to a station on the game, and all of a sudden I hear this guy say "Free Kevin." You know, I just thought I'd mention that because, you know, it's weird. And I just heard it all of a sudden. I was like, "Hey, Free Kevin! All right, cool."
Cool. So Kevin's getting some attention in video games now.
Yeah. Get some attention in the video games.
That's interesting. You know, I had something to say about when I saw Freedom Downtime, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, that's great.
That's it.
I can't help you.
When we were there, not you and me, but I was able to get right into that movie theater without even having a ticket. And you know how I did this?
How did you do? You didn't have to show your ticket?
No, I got right in. This is what you call real world hacking, because I was able to get right in with no ticket whatsoever.
Well.
Okay, here's how you do it.
How'd you do it?
You go to the theater. Now, I'm not saying this works in every single movie theater in the world, but it seemed to work in this one. I go into the lobby. Okay, there's no one here. There's a movie already going on. You know, like I said, I met Emmanuel Goldstein, said hi to him, you know, and then I asked him, so what are we supposed to do? You know, where's the movie? And he says, well, you know, it's in that theater right over there, but we can't go in yet. So I said, oh, okay. Then I walked into the theater. Yeah, sure enough, I went in, sat down, and I started watching the other movie that they had playing. Now, when they cleared the place out, right, there's nothing that says you can't just, like, stay in there, because the ushers never come into the actual theater. They're by the doors, you know, making sure that everyone comes out. But if you just stay up there, they don't even check. So
that's like the movie theaters here, man. You can go in there. There's no ushers. I mean, I've never seen an usher.
You guys probably have like undercover ushers. You know, you got those guys like.
I don't think so. Our theaters are so run down. I don't think they have enough money in the budget for an undercover usher.
Well,
that would be a pretty cool job, you know, see all the movies and get to, you know, make people leave.
Well, yeah, I suppose so, Dash. Now, you had mentioned something about 1-800-HACKERS, what?
Oh, yeah, well, I was last week we mentioned on the show about how I had mentioned 1-800-HACKERS being owned by Kraft Foods. You know, it's still, I mean, I still think that's a big conspiracy going on right there.
Mm-hmm.
Kraft Foods, you know what I'm saying?
And
you had mentioned, what did you mention? Did you mention? You mentioned something else. Oh, man, it's completely left my mind. What did you mention? I mentioned the 1-800-HACKERS thing, then you had mentioned something else, and,
that was a whole week ago, Dad.
Wanted people to email you, and nobody did.
Oh, yeah, I had a question of the week. I wanted to know what people thought about, people having legitimate access to computers and using programs on them any way they saw fit, blah, 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 but no one replied.
Right. And they replied to the 1-800-HACKERS thing, and I said, well, maybe we should have a question every week, you know, a question of the week, every week. And I actually thought of a question. We could ask the people, and maybe they'll email us.
Okay, when did you want me to play this thing, though?
Oh, you can play that whenever you want to. You're supposed to play it when I mentioned the conspiracy word.
Oh.
I'm the key figure in an ongoing government charade, a plot to conceal the truth about the existence of extraterrestrials. It's a global conspiracy, actually, with key players in the highest levels of power, and it reaches down to the life of every man, woman, and child on this planet. So, of course, no one believes me. I'm an annoyance to my superiors, a joke to my peers. They call me Spooky. Spooky Mulder, whose sister was abducted by aliens when he was just a kid, and now chases after little green men with a badge and a gun, shouting to the heavens or anyone who will listen that the fix is in, that the sky is falling. And when it hits, it's going to be the shit storm of all time.
Okay, continue.
Yeah, that was me. I don't know, when did you record me saying that? Because, you know, I said that the other day.
Hmm.
Anyways, question of the week. Question of the week this week. I hope you like it.
Let me write this down so we... When people, you know, send me an answer and I'm drunk, I don't just delete it.
Yeah. Yeah, you write that down. You write this down. I know we have hacker movies. We have Hackers. We have, you know, other movies. Takedown, if you want to mention that as a hacker movie. But we don't have that many. And some of the ones we do have, they aren't that great. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking if you could make a hacker movie, what would you make it about? you know, what would happen in it? What would be the story, the basic story? You don't have to send us, like, a whole long story or whatever. Just, like, you know, what would you make it about?
So, are we going to read, like, all these, or are we just going to read the best one, or what?
Well, we probably won't get that many. Mm-hmm. So, I think we can read them all. If we get any, we can read them.
Okay, what would you make your hacker movie about?
Yeah, what would you make your hacker movie about?
We're going to get replies that say, hackers.
Yeah, we probably will. And that's a good start, but we're going to need more info.
Okay, so send us your, like...
Send us to dash@hackermind.net or screamer@hackermind.net.
Now send it to dash@hackermind.net, because this man doesn't get enough email from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, no, I get some email.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you have any viewer mail for us?
Yeah, I do. I have one, actually.
Really? Cool. Let's
well, I don't know. They didn't say... I guess they can mention their name. Doesn't really matter.
Well, if it's a handle, what is it?
It's a handle. Well, it's just one small thing. Gozer offered to, you know, let us... He says he owns a web hosting company, so he offered to let us use some space on his servers. So, thought I'd mention that. Mm-hmm. Awfully nice of him.
So we'll be able to store our past episodes there? Is that how it works?
Yeah, I think he let us do that.
Ah, well, that's very kind of Gozer. And Gozer also had an idea to do... I'm not really sure, like, what we would call it, but it would be for the second HackerMind All-Nighter. And no, don't worry, you haven't missed anything. We haven't set a date for that, but...
Right, we're still in the planning stages.
Yeah, the very early planning stages. But Gozer had suggested that one possible thing we can do is to have him, or perhaps even someone else, set up a Linux box, and then all the listeners throughout the course of the episode try to hack it. So that's one possibility. Dash, what do you think about that?
I don't know. You know, it's... I don't know.
You don't know?
Oh, if people would do it, and if they did, I don't know.
You don't think our listeners could?
No, I think our listeners could, but...
I don't know if they could. You think they're good enough?
I think some of them are.
I don't think I'm good enough. I'm not good enough. No. I couldn't do it.
Oh.
I suck.
I don't know. Maybe. That's a possibility.
I don't know anything.
Yeah,
I don't even know why I'm doing this. But that is one suggestion that...
That's a real nice thing to hear from the host.
I don't know what I'm doing here.
What am I doing? What is this?
What am I doing here? You know, Dash, I ask myself that every week. What am I doing? I don't know. You want me to leave?
No. You want to leave me? You want to abandon me on the show?
No, I'll let you host it for a while.
No, I could, but, you know, I need...
Give me a nice break.
Need your support, man.
Oh, I'd be here. I would be the one on the phone. That way you could be the host. That way you can get some more experience, you know?
No, you're not on the phone.
I'm not on the phone now, but, you know, it could happen.
It could happen.
Just record the shows. I mean, do people really need us live?
No, we need to do it live. People like it live. We need to keep doing it live.
Well, Dash, let me ask you something about anonymous FTP.
Okay. I love anonymous FTP.
Yeah, but I mean, do you love it when it's running on your machine?
No, only if I want it to be.
Why would you want it to be?
I don't know.
You don't want it to be.
There's you know, reasons to have anonymous FTP.
Give me one.
Oh, name me one?
Yeah, give me one.
You want to share files with people and you don't care who connects?
Yeah, that's... that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, but... Let's say you were security conscious. Let's say you were running something like Port Sentry. Would you then still have anonymous FTP open?
Well, it would depend. I mean, do you mean would Port Sentry show it's open, or would I actually have it open?
No. Would you leave it open, you know, figuring that, hey, I'm safe because I have Port Sentry? Would you do that?
Yeah, I probably would. If I wanted it to be on in the first place, I'd probably still have it on.
Oh, well, you're missing the point, Dash. If you're security conscious, if you have Port Sentry, you don't want people getting in, so you wouldn't have anonymous FTP running.
Well, I'm saying if you did have anonymous FTP running.
Okay, you're running a website on a Linux machine, okay? You don't want anybody doing anything on that website except what they're supposed to be.
Yeah, so you don't want anonymous FTP open.
Right. So you run Port Sentry, but...
Right.
you know, and if you're doing that, you wouldn't have any other ports open. You know, you wouldn't have any security vulnerabilities. You would think, right?
You would think so.
You would think, but then how come I see so many websites using Port Sentry but keeping these things open? You know, they keep these remote procedure calls open. They keep these FTPs open. They keep everything open.
Well, maybe they assume that if people know they're running Port Sentry, they just assume that, that port's not real. And they shouldn't even try. But I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, I think it's just, it goes to show you how moronic this internet security really is when people rely on something so much, you know, thinking that, oh, no, there's no way. If someone scans me, it'll give them a list of bogus ports. They won't know what's going on. No, that's not true. If I connect to one of them without scanning you, I can get right in.
That's true.
Do it all the time. Dash, I just heard a click on the line. I'm getting paranoid.
I didn't hear the click, so...
Uh-oh, I'm shaking in my boots here.
Hey, wait, look outside. Is there an unmarked white van?
Unmarked what? You want me to go look?
Yeah, go look.
Okay.
If there's an unmarked white van, maybe you'll say something like government TV on the side or something like that.
Well, no, I don't see an unmarked white van.
Wait, do you see a van?
It says, yeah, there's one. It says, what is that? Swap? SWAT. Oh! No, I'm kidding.
Okay. Well, then, I don't think there's half in the line or anything.
You sure?
I hope not. Okay. They're not. I mean, that'd just be another listener, so. Yeah, go ahead, tap the one. Listen in any way you can.
Hey, wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be cool to have listeners actually tapping our lines?
Sure. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but that would mean less privacy for us, and that's never a good thing.
No, it's not. That's never a good thing. Maybe if they only tap the line during the show.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Yeah. Now, okay, we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back,
oh, we're taking a break.
We're gonna hear about the, how do you pronounce that? Duet?
I don't know. I thought you just, you know.
We're gonna get the professional on the line as soon as we get back. So,
all about it, right?
What's that?
He knows all about it. I haven't heard of this before. So I was just looking around, and I.
No, Dash, you know he does because he's a pilot, for crying out loud. Of course he does. We'll be right back.
To the night, tears of my time.
This, I'm not sure. Are you in the chat right now, Dash?
Yeah, I'm in the chat.
Is Unreal in there?
Yes, he is.
All right, let's make sure that he's ready. He's by the phone and everything. So as soon as he hears this, if he can give us a thumbs up, that'd be good. And we can hopefully get more information on what exactly this Duet is. Did you give out the IP address?
The telnet to it?
Yeah.
The telnet to this Duet system. The address is 131.131.7.106.
Okay, now when I had asked Unreal about this, I asked him if he could, if he wouldn't mind showing me what the whole system looked like, and he said he can get into a lot of trouble with the FAA, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Does he have access to it?
Oh yeah, yeah. He uses it frequently, and is he giving us a thumbs up now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give him a call. Dash, we'll be right back. And we don't want people hearing his number, so I'm trying to talk over it. Let's see if I can dial and talk at the same time.
Hello?
I think that's Unreal.
Yes, it would be.
Okay, Unreal. Welcome to HackerMind, first of all.
Yeah, welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, now Unreal would be our NT specialist. You might see him listed on the crew page and wonder, well, what the hell is an NT specialist? Well, we don't know.
I don't know either.
But, you know, it sounded good, so why not? But he's much more than that. He's also a pilot in training, correct?
Right. I go to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University out here in Arizona.
Okay, so you know what the duet system is. Are we saying that right?
Yeah, actually, the way I hear it pronounced is duet, but I mean, I guess you could say it duet if you want. But
okay, so what exactly is that?
Well, it's basically an FAA computer system. I think Dash touched on that a little bit. Basically, it allows pilots with a pilot certificate number to get weather briefings, to file flight plans, and just do a whole lot of stuff that, you know, totally automates the whole flight planning process instead of having to call up and talk to some briefing guy at some some building somewhere, you know.
I can barely hear you.
Sorry about that.
Can you hear him, Screamer?
It is kind of low, but...
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
You got me?
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, I gotta apologize about my voice. I'm coming down with something, I think.
Yeah, he told me he was sick before, so I really didn't want to say anything.
Yeah.
so it's a weather system.
Right. Pretty much. I mean, it's a lot of stuff. I mean, as I said, weather, flight planning.
I connected to this earlier, actually. I connected to, well, there's two separate phone numbers here that you can dial up. One says DTC Data Transformation Corporation. I don't know if you know what that is.
Okay.
And the other is DTE Federal System Division, whatever that is.
Yeah, one's a voice line and one's a data line, I noticed.
Yeah, they have two different numbers for each.
They didn't like when I called the voice.
I called them up and just to see what they said. But anyway, I dialed up the second one, DTE Federal System Division, and this is the same one you can tell that to, and it says something about, it said, enter your access code or your last name. And I entered a last name, and basically it just said if you're a pilot or some kind of student pilot, you can, you know, mail them some information, get an account.
Right.
And I just wondered, you know, I mean, you don't really want to hack this system because, you know, it's a government system. But, I don't know, I'm just curious about it.
Yeah, I told Screamer that I do have access to it because I have a pilot certificate. And, actually, what I would like to do is go into it right now, kind of walk through it just a little bit.
Ooh.
Show some stuff. I'm connecting right now, and it's been giving me problems for a little while, so.
Well, you know, a government computer, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see if it pops up here. It's not connecting. Come on now.
So, clarify something for me here. You know, since I'm not a pilot, I don't know what you have to do. Why would you have a machine like this? You know, we don't understand the whole process, you know, of going for a flight.
Well, first thing you want to do about 6 to 8 hours in advance is check the weather, you know, make sure that you're going to be all right for the flight. Also, I mean, if you're doing some cross-country flights, you know, from, say, you know, something that's more than 50 miles or so,
yeah.
You're going to want to file a flight plan and stuff like that with the FAA. And as I said, you can do that two ways. One is through the DUOT system, and one is through the FAA itself calling up weather briefers. Which,
okay,
if you want to play with that number, that number is 1-800-WX-BRIEF. If you guys want to give that
WX brief.
Yeah, except okay. You might get a kind of a grumpy guy asking what your name and departure time is. But
well, then we'll give him something.
There you go. Okay. So, let me connect here.
So, do you just tell it to it, or...?
Right. Actually, the way I do it is usually through a browser. You can go ahead and do it through that, but Telnet is more fun.
Is it the same IP address I have here?
Direct.duots.com.
I have the IP address.
Okay, that'll work.
I don't know if it's the same one, but...
All right. Well, it should say something to the effect of GTE Contel Duot System.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. All right, I'm going to put in my access code right now. I got this access code by putting in my last name and pilot certificate number.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
Is there any way you can tell us how many digits are in a pilot certificate number?
Actually, I can. Let me bust mine out real quick here.
You know, just for curiosity's sake.
I know what you're going for. It's two letters plus 7 digits.
Oh, I see.
Two letters plus 7 digits. And I've just been informed that new updates are ready to install on my Windows XP operating system. Wow, that's great. Now shut up, you little icon. Okay, continue.
All right. Well, I'm having a little bit of connection trouble here. I'll
Oh, we all are.
See that invalid password crap.
Uh-oh.
Yep, okay, no, I'm...
He's hacking live on the air, folks.
Yep, I got it. I'm here. Anyway, okay, so when I first get in, I'm given a menu of 8 things. First is, I'll run through them real quick. First is weather briefing, second, flight plan and planner, encode, decode, which is for the weather briefings, because that comes in a really encoded format, and it's kind of hard to read unless you've got training in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
I'll give a little sample of that, maybe an IRC or even if frequency, if you guys wanted to.
You know,
if you have me send in on the inside, that might.
Yeah,
be.
Yeah, that's what I was considering.
Yeah.
I would love to see what that thing actually looks like.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting actually. And then after that, modify a personal data profile and blah blah blah, some new stuff, and some, like a glossary. Okay. So we're going to go on the first one. We're going to go weather briefing. Okay. Once I get in there, I'm given 4 choices here. 1, standard weather, which is the weather right now.
What's the difference between this system and just looking on the Weather Channel or something?
This is much more in-depth.
Oh, okay.
This is actually 4 pilots. It's given winds aloft, winds up in the air, information and... stuff like that. Stuff,
oh, okay.
Stuff like that in the air. So I'm going to click on Outlook Briefing. That's what I want. That's for about 6 to 8 hours in advance.
See, we really have to see this in frequency to know like what you're seeing right now, because perhaps our non-hacker listeners that are tuning in on Rant Radio might think that you have this big graphical interface up on your screen.
No. It's actually just a regular telnet session. It's kind of like Unix or Linux.
See, it's boring. Why do people want to hack? You know, computers are so dull.
I'm telling you. Anyway. Okay. Area briefing. Let me get cut straight to the chase here. Okay. When I start doing that, it's going to start asking me information, like what my tail number is, the registration number of the aircraft, my departure point and time and all that stuff. And, then after that, it's going to go ahead and give me a whole lot of crap. All this encoded data.
It's encoded, right?
It's all encoded, and I will show that in frequency. I'll go ahead and send something in.
All right, what is it encoded in? I mean, how do you decode it?
It's in a lot of acronyms and stuff like that. Like, say the acronym for MIST is BR.
Nash, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Unreal had warned us that his phone might die. Yeah. Let's wait a couple seconds. He's in the chat, right?
Yeah. He said he got disconnected.
Okay. Can he reconnect?
I guess he'll answer when he hears what you said.
Wait. Can you just type it real quick?
Because
that was just getting good.
Yeah, it was.
I just want to make sure that his the battery on his phone didn't die, so we're not...
No.
He can't.
No.
So his phone is dead.
Oh, no, he said he got disconnected on the phone. I don't know if he can call back or not.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try, so hold on. La, la, la. We don't want dead air. So I will sing... And let's see if Unreal's there.
Hello?
Hey, there you are. Hey.
Sorry about that. I guess my chin kind of caught the flash hook there, the switch hook.
Oh, no, it was your phone's battery. We understand completely. Don't worry.
Yeah.
All that stuff, yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, sorry about that, kids.
Okay, so you were... What were we just talking about?
Talking about the acronyms.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, right. Well, it's all in acronyms. As I said, MIST is like BR, and... just to give another example, light rain showers, the acronym for that is negative RASN.
Now, why would they do something like that? Why make it like that? Why not just...
Yeah, why make it... Why can't they just come out and say it?
LR, light rain.
Yeah. I'm asking the same questions because I didn't actually learn all that crap.
Is that a security measure or something?
No, because all the information is decoded is on there on the web. I mean, you can have a lot of stuff decoded. It's just maybe to save time.
I see.
I really don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, so basically this is for pilots and only pilots, right?
Right. Well, so. Yeah, pretty much. As Dash said, you can get access by mailing something to that number, address. But if you have a pilot certificate, and you can send in, or you can input the number, you can get free access. So.
Now, Dash, what were you talking about? I mean, I saw what you're talking about, but can just anybody send in this information, or is there? Well, I'm just saying, what kind of information do you have to send in? I mean, is this information to prove that you're a pilot?
I don't believe so. I mean, you mean to the address, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just because if you actually have a pilot's certificate number, you don't need to send stuff into that address.
Yeah,
you can do it from the Telnet console right there.
Okay.
Basically, it's if you have a legitimate need for access to the system, you can send in... send in information, whatever kind of information, I'm not really sure, to this address.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Dash, what do you...
Let's see. I thought I could find it here.
Find the address?
No, about what you need.
Ah. Okay, well...
Let's see if I can pull it up right now.
It says, for pilots, you need a copy of airman and medical certificates. Student pilots, copy of medical / student pilot certificate. Flight instructors without current medical. What's current medical?
Current medical is in order to fly, you need to have a medical certificate, and it expires after a certain amount of time.
Okay, so basically all it says is you need to have a copy of some kind of certificate.
So basically, you have to prove you're a pilot, right?
Right.
More or less. Okay, so. Not just anybody can see inside this system. So hopefully, if Unreal wouldn't mind sending us in some, you know, I don't know what I'm looking for here, but some
insider info.
Yeah, insider info for our section on the inside into Frequency. We would love to get a look at exactly what the Duwatt system looks like. You know, what does Duwatt stand for again?
Well, I couldn't tell you.
It stands for... Hang on, they said it here somewhere.
Yeah, I've never seen it one time.
You know, it's probably one of those weird ones, you know, like MIST is like BR or whatever.
Yeah.
I had it here somewhere.
I'm looking right now, yeah. I don't believe I've ever seen it.
I would look, but my computer is just saying no.
Well, I saw it before, but I don't think I have it here.
I could dig through my pilot's manual, but
well,
take some time. So
yeah, we don't want to put our guests through the work.
Yeah.
Unreal. Since we have you on the phone, is there not to put you on the spot? I mean, I realize that we hadn't planned on talking about this, but is there anything in the world of NT, Mr. NT Specialist, that you can share with us? Anything new going on?
Oh, geez. I've been kind of out of the loop, you know, for such a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you have been going to school, so...
Yeah.
Just wondering if there's, you know, any vulnerabilities that you know about that you care to share with us, anything like that at all? If not, that's fine.
Yeah, I not off the top of my head. I'd have to actually go looking around.
I have a question. It's not about NT or computers or anything. It's actually a question about what kind of pilot are you training to be? I mean, are you going to fly the big 747s or what?
Yeah, actually, that's my primary goal, is to be an airline pilot.
Oh, okay, cool.
757s, 767s,
cool.
Stuff like that. Maybe American Airlines, you never know.
All right.
That's good stuff.
Pretty cool.
I say we get a Hackermine plane. What do you say?
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
We got the pilot.
You need to spray paint Hackermine on the side.
Yeah.
Not spray paint. No, lights. Lights.
Oh, yeah.
Lights on the side. Big plane.
Yeah, who cares about those pesky regulations there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bulbs on the side, dangling. I like it. Okay, so, Unreal, do you want to go? Do you want to stay on? What do you want to do?
However you want to do it, actually, because it doesn't really matter to me.
No. I'd say we keep Unreal on the phone.
Yeah, I mean, why not? We only got about 14 more minutes or so we're going to go ahead and keep Unreal on the phone, and Dash, we'll keep you on, too. What the
heck? Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it. Hey, Wintermute told us what Duet stands for.
Okay, what does Duet stand for?
Direct User Access Terminal Service.
That's right.
Direct User Access Terminal Service. Okay, so it has nothing to do with weather or pilots. It's just Direct User Access Terminal Service.
Yeah, that's kind of vague, but okay.
Okay, well,
You know what, by the way, this is actually kind of a question of mine. How did you guys come by Duance, actually?
Oh,
I'm kind of curious about that.
Well, I told Screamer this earlier, he asked me the same thing. I did a search earlier for, I don't remember what it was about, but it had phone in it.
Right.
I was doing a search for something phone on Google, and I saw this webpage. Hang on, I'll tell you the address of it. Like, if I bookmark it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd bookmark it. All right, it's at, I'll put it in the chat. I don't have to say it. That's where I got it. Facts.org. No, I don't know, it was just in a result on Google.
Oh yeah, there it is.
So you just went searching for it and you found that.
Yeah.
See, scanning, searching, you could find so much.
I guess so.
More people should do it. Okay, moving on here. Ironically, you know, we had talked about the Cult of the Dead Cow and how they were helping the FBI make their, what was that, magic lantern?
Yeah.
All right, well, now they're making Peek-a-Booty.
Oh, they've been making that.
Well, it's done. It's gone public.
Oh, it's for download?
I think so. It's gone public. It says here, Peek-a-Booty, CDC's much-vaunted anonymity app, is vaporware no more. It went public at the landmark CodeCon conference in San Francisco's DNA Lounge on Sunday. Peek-a-Booty is designed to let surfers access sites blocked by government restrictions and is essentially a distributed proxy network. It uses a peer-to-peer model, masking the identity of each node, so the user can route around censorship that blocks citizens' access to specific IP addresses because the sensor doesn't know they're going there. If you're a Peek-a-Booty node, you might be doing it on their behalf. So the software isn't itself a browser, but simply requires the user to use localhost in the proxy field of their preferred browser. So here we see Cult of the Dead Cow basically helping people stay anonymous while at the same time helping the FBI stop anonymity.
They're helping the FBI develop that Trojan that they can use on, you know, anybody, but what I have a gripe with Cult of the Dead Cow, actually. I emailed them when I heard about how they're helping the FBI,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them why they were doing it. I mean, and they never replied, so, you know, kind of ticked off at Cult of the Dead Cow.
You didn't honestly expect a reply, did you?
Why not?
Well, I mean, you know, you're questioning them. You're questioning authority. People don't like that.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to question authority. All right, so now apparently they're making good with the hacker community. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention. They actually say their real names in this article.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What was the name of the guy? I forgot the guy's name.
Oxblood Ruffin?
Yeah, that's a weird name.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if their real name... I'm not sure if Oxblood is here. He might be. Let me see if I can find it.
What a nice name for the software,
Peek-a-Booty?
Peek-a-Booty. Yeah.
Okay, well, here the names are. The Tricky Bit explained CDC developers Paul Barankowski and Joey Davila, and relax, they're happy to use their own names now. So, we have Paul Barankowski and Baranowski, excuse me, and Joey Davila. They feel fine using their names now. Well, geez, I wonder if maybe that's because they're not afraid of the FBI anymore because, oh, I don't know, they're working for them.
They're in cahoots.
They're in bed together.
Yeah, they're in cahoots. I like cahoots better than in bed together.
Yeah, that's a little scary, but there you go. There's their real names. Ooh, scary. They gave out their real names.
Mm.
Cash, what's your real name?
What?
What's your real name?
My name is... John Smith.
John Smith?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, that must suck. I'd hate to get stuck with a name like John Smith.
Hey, what's your real name?
Bob Smith.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Unreal, how about you?
James Smith.
James?
James,
yeah.
We got James, John, and Bob here.
And we're not even related. How ironic is that?
Yeah, very ironic.
Okay, let's see here. Did you know it's a good time to be a hacker?
Yeah, well, I gotta mention something.
Okay, what do you gotta mention?
I'm cutting you off.
You're what?
Okay.
You're cutting me off?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about, I gotta mention some stuff here.
Oh, okay, well then, please, go ahead.
I don't want to piss you off, but, you know.
Nah, you can't piss me off.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple weeks ago, we mentioned about how the owner of RaiseTheFist.com was raided and, you know, arrested. You remember that?
Right, yeah.
Well, apparently, charges are to be dropped against him. All the charges they charged him with, they're just dropped. It says federal charges will be dropped against the teenaged operator of anti-government site RaiseTheFist.com. A spokesperson for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Central California confirmed today. Sherman Austin, 18, was arrested February 2nd in New York at a demonstration against the World Economic Forum. He's currently being held in a federal transfer detention center in Oklahoma City en route to his home state of California. We have opted not to seek an indictment at this time. We are continuing to investigate the matter, but as of right now, he's off the hook. The Thomas Mrozek, public affairs officer for the U.S. Attorney's Office in Los Angeles, what's wrong with me? A self-described anarchist, Austin was charged February 4th with violating U.S. Code Title 18, Section 842, which prohibits the publication of information about making explosives. The teen was also charged with possession of a Molotov cocktail. How can you just have it sitting there?
Well, I guess you can have a bottle with a rag in it.
I know, but it just seems weird that you just have one sitting there, which is considered an unregistered firearm by the FBI.
Oh, my God.
The case is seen by some as a test of First Amendment rights on the Internet following the terrorist attacks on America. In an interview with Newsmites following the FBI raid last month, Austin said he was being targeted for his anti-government views. And, yeah, basically, I don't know, they don't really say why they dropped the charges, but they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that really, really curious.
So what were the charges to begin with?
Well, I just mentioned them.
Yeah, but, I mean, what did he do, aside from publishing something?
He's charged with violating U.S. Code Title 18, Section 842,
okay,
which prohibits the publication of information about making explosives. And also he's arrested for having the Molotov cocktail.
Really? So you can't publish information about making explosives?
Apparently not, but, you know, it's all over the Internet anyway.
I never knew that. I never knew there was actually something you couldn't print.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Can't give instructions on how to make a bomb or something.
I say we should explain how to make a bomb in the next issue of Frequency. What do you say?
if you want to.
Yeah, what the hell. I'll go to jail. I'll do the show from there. It'll be fun.
Yeah, do the show from jail.
And we'll just say it was written by Unreal.
Yeah.
No, we wouldn't do such a thing. Okay, so, well, why get into these stupid articles that I have here? Nobody cares about those. I'm going to go ahead and close up the notebook for now. Notebook's going bye-bye.
Oh, well, that's not good, because we still have about 5 minutes.
Yes, but we don't need the notebook.
Yeah, without it, we're lost. We just sit here in silence without the notebook.
That's not true at all. Now, Dash, over at HackerMind.net, we had yet another failure of our message board.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting sick of it. We're getting sick of it, too, all the message board all problems right. We've had.
So, Unreal, can you give us a user perspective? How does that feel, having that message board just crap out every week?
Well, you know, it doesn't bother me as much because, you know, one thing, I don't post there as much, but the people that do...
getting errors. Hold on.
What's that?
Yeah, it sounds like you're getting errors. Somebody's getting errors.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I typed in hack your net.
Oh.
Hack your mind. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Really, it's not a big deal to me, but also, I kind of hear what kind of goes on behind that. Like last night, I remember you and I were talking, Screamer.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of noticed that, and I thought you guys had done something, but it wasn't. It was just some kind of weird disappearance of the posts.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
It was strange, but really, I think for most users, as long as it gets fixed, they're not going to be too worried about it, but that's my perspective on it.
Well, of course, we always get the vocal visitors, you know, that are fed up with it.
Oh, yeah. It's just a big annoyance. I mean, I hate it too. I hate having to set it up every time.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that people can get mad at us all that they want, but it's software. Crap happens.
Yeah.
We try to maintain it the best we can, but
this time I'm almost positive this board will work out for the long haul.
Yeah, but we can't make any guarantees because that's just the price you pay when you're online. You know, you never know what's going to happen. You have to expect the unexpected.
The price of tea in China.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Gosh, I don't know about you.
Yeah, me either.
I don't know about you. Well, all right, that just about does it for this week, I'd say.
No, we're not done yet.
Oh, you got something for us?
I got something for you.
What do we got from the man dash interrupt?
Well, I have an article here that deals with Windows XP, and I just wanted to talk about it because it's another reason why you shouldn't be running it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Basically, Windows Media Player 8, which comes with Windows XP, tracks what people open in Windows Media Player 8.
Mm-hmm.
It uploads. I think it uploads. Let me look through here. They know everything you play in Windows Media Player 8. So
even if I'm not connected to the internet, they know.
No, not then. But
okay.
If you do connect.
So how does this work?
Well, let me look through here. Well, dang it. Let me find it. I wasn't going to mention the whole article, but now you got me looking through here.
Well, I mean, if you can find it. If not, we can always mention it next week.
The system creates a list on each computer that could be a treasure for marketing companies, lawyers, or others. Microsoft says it has no plan to sell the data collected by Media Player 8, which comes free with Windows XP.
Mm-hmm.
If you're watching DVDs and you don't want your wife to know about, you might not want to give her your password. Okay, that's a real nice quote. When a CD is played, the player downloads the disc name and title for each song from a website licensed by Microsoft. The information is stored in a small file on each computer.
So basically, if I have right here I have a Massive Attack CD. So if I play that with Media Player 8 or whatever it is, Microsoft will know that I'm listening to Massive Attack.
Yeah.
Okay, and they don't sell that; they just know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's one of those little losses of privacy there.
Oh,
I guess
yeah.
For the sake of convenience.
I'm using XP.
You know, if I may interject just a second here, I also read that they try to kind of sneak it by you by putting it in the user agreement that they do track it. That's just something I heard. It may not be.
Yeah, they have all kinds of things in the user agreement. I mean, I personally rarely go through and read that big long list.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does.
Yeah.
You know, that gives me an idea now. We should take those user agreements and just print them somewhere just for the hell of it. You know, just print it all out, like on a cover of Frequency. There it is. There's everything. Isn't that amazing?
Highlight the important parts.
Yeah, we could do that too. Okay, well, Unreal, I'd like to thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks for having me.
All right, we'll see you, well, I don't know about next week, but we hope to have you on again.
Well, great.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Dash?
I'm here.
You're still there, okay.
I'm still here, unfortunately.
So, that just about does it for this episode.
Yeah, I think we're done.
Okay, we're done. We're a minute over, so let's get out of here. Dash, you always say that I'm the one that's always saying goodbye, so...
No, I already said my goodbye last week, so you can go ahead.
Okay, well, for Dash Interrupt, this is Screamer Chaotix signing off.
Yeah, you did that. I mean, I was just being nice because I said, no, you go ahead and do it. But you just went ahead and did it. I mean, what's with that?